now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
It's time for a check of sports, and the MSU West Plains Grizzly eSports program has a 27-26 record through 6 weeks of action during the NJCAA E's spring season. And three teams have secured their spot in the playoffs: the Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2. The roster remains the lone undefeated team for the Grizzly eSports and is expecting a high seed when playoffs begin April 14th. Thomas F. Banyo Masters Memorial is coming. With more, here is Harlan Hutchison.
Golfers, it's just about tournament time, and on the 15th of April, it's the Thomas F. Banyo Masters Memorial 8th Annual Golf Tournament at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Banyo Municipal Golf Course. It starts at 11 a.m. It's a two-person scramble, $40 per player, $80 per team. Lunch is available for purchase. If you'd like to play in the tournament, sign up by calling 417-469-1214 or contact Dave at 417-274-1424. Again, that's April the 15th at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Banyo Municipal Golf Course. For Ozark Radio Sports, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Again, the 18-hole golf tournament is April 15th at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Banyo Municipal Golf Course in Willow Springs. That tee time again, 11 a.m. St. Louis Cardinals took on the Atlanta Braves last night. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
In the first two games of the series, home runs by third baseman Austin Riley set the tone for Atlanta in 8-4 and 4-1 wins. He got a two-run homer in the three-run victory last night.
They also got big play out of their right fielder, Ronald Acuna Jr. Scored a run, stole a base, couple of hits, also threw out two Cardinals on the base pass, including Tyler O'Neill at home, so he may have won the game with his arm. Braves pitching was good. Cardinals couldn't come up with the big knockout hit.
Steven Matz gave up four runs over his first three innings, but he settled in to go 5 1/3. Drew Verhagen, Andre Pallante, and Giovanni Gallegos looked very good out of the bullpen.
Bullpen was terrific. They were attacking the zone. The Cardinals had a chance all the way to the ninth. They just couldn't get anything going.
Now the Cardinals hope to salvage a game in this series and go 3-3 on the opening homestand. They have Miles Michaelis making the start against Bryce Elder. And we're on the air at 11:20 this morning. The first pitch at 12:15 at Busch Stadium.
Cardinals are back in action today with the Braves. Pregame 11:20, first pitch 12:05, all on KWPM News Talk Radio and KUKU 100.3. The St. Louis Blues were on the ice last night, taking on the Flyers, and won 4-2. Blues been playing really good hockey of late. The Blues will be back on the ice Thursday night versus the New York Rangers. Pre-game 6:30, puck drop 7 p.m., all on Q94. The Missouri State West Plains Lady Grizzly softball team hosted Three Rivers yesterday. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
The MSU West Plains Grizzlies went down to defeat hard against Three Rivers in two games played on Tuesday at the Hilburn Sports Complex. Game one won by Three Rivers 13-3. They scored in the first inning and scored in each inning, went on to total 17 hits. The Grizzlies got three in their half of the fifth inning in a game that ended on 10-run rule. Game number two, it was just a pickup from where we left off in game one, but the Raiders were just getting warmed up. They beat the Grizzlies in game two and five, 25-0. And in that ball game, the hitting star was Kyla Puckett for Three Rivers, who connected on three home runs and drove in a total of six runs, two of those homers in one inning in the third, where she drove in those six. So the Raiders, with that victory, move their season mark to 24-7. The Grizzlies fall to 6-8. And the Grizzlies will be at home next in 2 weeks when they play host to Moberly. Three Rivers with a doubleheader win over the Grizzlies on Tuesday in West Plains. With the Grizzlies, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
And finally in sports, the Toronto Blue Jays knocked off the Royals last night 4-1. The Royals play game three of their four-game series tonight with the Blue Jays, and that gets underway at 6:40. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.